But pray for us. We trust that we're indeed thankful to be in such a place that only God can deliver. My mind has been twisted so many different directions, it's not even funny. But we're going to go. I was sitting there, and as the brother was preaching, scripture coming to my mind, and that's all I can do is go with it. In 1 John, in the 3rd chapter, he said, "Marvel not, my brother, if the world hate you." We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brother. This particular week, I had the opportunity to witness to a person that I felt like that was falling in the paths of God. And you know, when you go to judging the fruits of a person, you need to be careful. I found that out in a hurry. It was kind of like we were talking. He was getting interested. And that was the week before. We was talking about the Word of God. And he believed in the Bible. And he talked about the Bible. And then I come back to the next week. And he asked me, he said, "Do you believe that the King James Version is the only version of the Bible?" I said, "Most surely I do. Most surely I do." And I couldn't help but think, at that particular time, we may have something in common. And then he said, "Well, I believe that there's other versions out here also. We have a more sure word of prophecy. We have the only word of God. And that is the King James Version. I believe it to be the inspired word of God. Written and given for our instruction. For our instruction." You know, in the book of Luke, and we go to that, and you read in the very first verse, it says, "For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth an order, a declaration." There's never been a proposition. It is a declaration. When I talked on with a brother, and I believe he is a brother, but I believe he's been corrupted by the things of the world. I believe he's got into that old world, and I believe it has consumed him. Dearly beloved, be careful. Be careful with that. But be careful when you judge a man also. We're not to judge who is going to go to heaven or hell, but we're to judge the fruits that a man bears. And dearly beloved, just as this week, we had an old watermelon vine out in front of our house to come up and start bearing watermelons. Never had watermelons before in my life. But I took off that old watermelon and I put it up. I couldn't ever tell when it was going to get rotten. Somebody told me to go by and thump on it. And when you thump on that old watermelon, when it's not ripe, it's going to sound hot. There ain't nothing there. But whenever that old watermelon starts to get ripe, you can thump on it. And it'll sound full. It'll sound solid. Well, I'm going to tell you and declare unto you today, you go out into the world and you find a child that's searching and seeking God, whenever you put this gospel before him, there's going to be a lodging place there. There's going to be something that's going to rest right here. But I'm going to tell you this much, when there ain't nothing there, when God ain't come into that old stony heart and took out that old heart and put a heart of flesh into it, you better be careful what you may throw out. Because you're going to get cut, you're going to get hurt, and you're going to get stepped upon. But I'm going to tell you, brother beloved, I began to proceed to preach to him. For just a minute, God blessed me with the word of truth. And I'm going to tell you, the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's going to cut through the righteousness of man. It's going to put the righteousness where it needs to be. It's in God. It's in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's who deserves all the praise and honor and glory. But you can declare this. Whenever you start to talk about a people that God loved before the foundation of the world, the election. And the next thing he said, I guess you're going to go to that predestination too. I guess you can't have one without the other. That's just the way it is. But dear beloved, he said, now I don't want none of that. And I'm going to ask him a question. I said, you ever sat down and read? I said, did y'all sing Amazing Grace? He said, yes. I said, have you ever sat down and read the words of Amazing Grace? I mean, read them.
Yes.
He said, no. I'm going to tell you, I believe old Brother John Newton knew something. But I believe Brother John Newton had something wrote upon his heart that the natural man could not do in his own self. It had to be by the power of God. Well, whenever we talked on a little bit, folks, we got into this thing. He said, you mean you're going to preach people to hell? I said, God forbid. I said, hell is reserved for the devil and his angels. That's what the Bible says. That's as far as we need to take it. And that is sufficient. Now, he said, who's going to be in heaven? I said, all that the Father gave the Son. He said, you mean to tell me I don't have nothing to do with my salvation? I said, not one thing. He his hand slapped the desk and stood up and he said, I can't have that. He said, I said, brother, I can't have it no other way. I don't want it no other way. I want Christ and him crucified. I want to hear about that. Because I feel in my heart and my bosom that I have nothing to offer unto God. I have no righteousness of my own. I need something. And God was merciful to me and gave it to me. We don't get it by our own works. For by grace are ye saved. Grace. For we know that we have passed from death unto life because of the love of the brother. Now today, I want to ask you. There's been a lot of questions asked this weekend. But where can you go and drive up on the grounds and a complete stranger will come to you and meet you and put a hand out to you? I never deserved one ounce of that. I never done nothing to get it. It's just what God has given us. What God has given us. He's given us each other. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. I want to tell you something, brothers and sisters. And that's what you are. That's exactly what you are. You know, have you ever been to church on Sunday morning and one not there and you hadn't heard and there's a little empty spot fall in right here?
Yeah.
And you begin to wonder what's going on. And then when you talk to them and say, well, I just didn't. Y'all didn't need me. I'm going to tell you, dear beloved, we need each other. We need the prayers of those we love. We need to go He said, forsake not the assembly as such as some are. We've been given each other. When we go and we rejoice in that one name, it's a blessing when we see the smiles, when we hear about the things that's going on with one another. But when we're missing, there's a little boy here. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brother. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to emphasize on one part of this. He said the brother.
Yeah.
He didn't say the world. You go out there in the world and you try to drag them in, but God ain't been there first. It's going to be like that watermelon. But I'm going to tell you what, it's going to jump back and it's going to bite you. But dearly beloved, we've been given each other. The most cherishable, precious gift unto man today is the love for one another. And I'll say that the God of all glory, He knew what He was doing when He come. He was the King of kings and the Lord of lords. When He set up this kingdom, it was perfect. And it's going to be perfect. It's righteous. It's holy. But where's the problem? It's in us. It's this old body, this old man. I'm going to tell you, lay down this old man and take up the new. Put God first. No matter what happens on Saturday night or Sunday morning, when the old devil starts to tear at you and say, you don't need to go, just sit back. They don't need you. Fight the good fight. As Paul said, that's the fight we got to fight. It's right here within this old self. It ain't into the world. Let the world go and deride and pity. But brethren, keep yourselves, keep your eye upon the Lord. When old Peter was in that little boat, he said, bid me to come, Lord. Yes. The Lord defied all power, all gravity. He bid Peter to walk upon that water, and brethren, I believe he was right on top of it. But when Peter took his eye upon off the Lord, what happened? Them old breaster sleeves. He seen what was going on. Where was his eye? Where was his head? It done turned from Christ Himself, and he began to sink. But what did he do? He said, save me, Lord. I need to be saved every day. Not just on Sunday morning, but every day. Pick up the phone and call your brothers and sisters and find out how they're doing during the week. Don't wait till Sunday. But be about the Father's business. Be to the love. Show the love that God is working. Work it out. And dearly beloved, when Peter was dying, he said, Lord, save me. What did he do? He got back up on that old water. And I'm going to tell you, dear child, on Monday morning, after a good meeting, you go on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the very first thing that old devil's going to do, he's going to try to sneak in and rob you of it.
Yeah.
Rob you of the joy of your salvation right here.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Turn to the Word of God. You've got to fight the fight, and you've got something to fight with. Oh. Fight the good fight. Put on that whole armor of God.
Amen.
Pick up this Word of truth. Don't take what a man says.
No.
Pick it up and read it. And see what the Lord has done for you.
Amen.
He's been gracious. He's been merciful. And I'm going to tell you what, He ain't dead. He's still alive. Whenever old Stephen was being stoned, let's go there for a minute. That's a beautiful type and a picture. What Stephen, I'll get it in a minute. But anyway, when Stephen was being stoned, he was standing there confirming the Word of God. He wasn't backing down. He was pouring out, I believe he poured out a sermon right there. That old dart went straight into their heart and it tore down everything that man could devise. And they didn't like it. They didn't want it. And that's what the Word of God will do. But not only that, but whenever he was being stoned, I want you to think about this part right here. Whenever he was being stoned, whenever he looked up and he seen heaven open up, and he seen the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Now let's go back and take that to another part. Whenever the offering went before God, he said that the Son went unto the Father, and he sat down on the right hand of God. I'm going to tell you, we've got a captain of our salvation. We've got one that will fight. We've got one that will be there no matter what may happen in this life. I believe whenever Stephen looked up and he said he's seen the Son of Man standing there on the right hand of God, he's there. He is there. No matter what the trial or tribulation, no matter what the problem is, it's not too big or too great. But I believe our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is standing there for us in every aspect. And we need to be according to Him. Not to the world, not to our own imaginations, but to the Word of God. Looking unto Christ, looking unto Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. I heard a lot preached about faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things unseen. But dearly beloved, the only way you're ever going to please God is by faith.
Amen.
And where does the faith come from? It's a fruit of the Spirit. Go to the 5th chapter of the book of Galatians, 22nd verse. And faith is a 7th one. It's perfect. It's complete. Complete. If you're going to please Him, when old David went to fight that old giant, they tried to load him up with all the armor and everything else, didn't he?
That's right.
He said he couldn't bear it. I'm going to tell you, dearly beloved, our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ come. He bled and He died and He paid that sin debt in full. And not only that, but what a hope we have on our breast. Because He rose from the grave. And dearly beloved, you're going to be called one day out of that sleeping dust, never more to set another foot on this earth. I'm telling you, our Lord and Savior, whenever He come, He set up and built His kingdom. He's not coming back to build one. He's done one job and that's it. And I'm satisfied with it. But He's going to come back with the voice and the shout of the archangel. He's going to call that sleeping dust up. And what's He going to say? He's going to separate them. Just, I love what the brother preached this morning. Goats on the left and sheep on the right in the hand of Jesus. Jesus Christ, what's He going to say? Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you before the foundation of the world. You believe that today?
Amen.
You have that understanding in your heart. Bend your knee and thank God this night because He is the one who's placed it there. May the Lord bless you and teach you, my friend.
Hey, brother. Thank you, brother.